Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus. This is Daily Bread for November 10th, and I am Matt Barrios from Reality San Francisco Church. Today, we're reading and occasionally pausing to pray through Hebrews 8. As always, feel free to pause this recording at any time if you'd like to reflect longer. And we encourage you to journal as you listen if you can. Let's first take a moment of quiet, just to open prayerfully to God's presence with us right now. Let's take a few deep breaths. Be still. Be quiet before God. And now, let's listen to the reading. And as I read, listen for one word or phrase that stands out to you. From Hebrews 8. Now the main point of what we are saying is this. We do have such a high priest who sat down at the right hand of the throne of majesty in heaven and who serves in the sanctuary, the true tabernacle set up by the Lord, not by a mere human being. Every high priest is appointed to offer both gifts and sacrifices, and so it was necessary for this one also to have something to offer. If he were on earth, he would not be a priest, for there are already priests who offer the gifts prescribed by the law. They serve at a sanctuary that is a copy and shadow of what is in heaven. This is why Moses was warned when he was about to build the tabernacle. See to it that you have everything according to the pattern shown you on the mountain. But in fact, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with that first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, for I will forgive their wickedness, and I will remember their sins no more." By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete, and what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear. Taking the word or phrase that stood out to you, let it lead you into an encounter with Jesus as you prayerfully reflect. What do you think God is trying to reveal to you in this scripture? Let's pause, consider this with God, and write it if you can. Now turn your focus outward and see what applying this scripture to your life might look like. Consider prayerfully what's one way this scripture might apply to your life today. Take a moment, consider it, and feel free to write it down. And finally, take this final pause to devote yourself to God, to seek His refreshing, and to commit yourself to following Him. Offer your prayers to devote yourself to God today. Thank you.